things ready to go with the release of the record Make It Roll. See, with the show coming, it's kind of like you can have stuff up, but if nobody knows about it, the few people that did was like years ago, we put stuff up and stuff, some of my stuff, and like a lot of my stuff is new now. So, I mean, it's up there, but it's not like it's been marketed heavy. I put things up, right, and we did it a while back as just sort of like a experiment. I mean, we put it up.
I understand.
I can say this, after tonight, it ain't no experiment. It ain't no question whether it's going to be marketed and promoted heavily.
It will be there.
Come on, baby. That's right.
It'll be there. So, again, my question is, you are on Spotify.
Yeah, it's on there. But to be honest with you, I wouldn't know where it's connected to. I had a team back years ago.
Okay.
They put stuff up. And
okay. This is what
I'll get it. ASCAP will clean it up for me. But
okay. Yeah. This is what I'll do. Because we are also, Mad Mike and I believe Waymaker already know, we are licensed with, ASCAP.
That's okay.
Okay, so no question about that. YouTube, those of you who, if Facebook wants to block this, we have permission from this artist to play his music. We're also members of ASCAP. So stop playing. Stop playing. You know, I have to question, Mike and Waymaker, what are we paying for? But it's all, I tell you what, actually, I know the answer to this. Because Facebook has been sued. Okay? And they've been sued, so they're very, very careful. So they be blocking everything. Even, I've had artists to tell me that they block their stuff and they're the artist and the writer and the producer. So I put this disclaimer up most times that we don't have the rights to play this music, or we have the right based on the artist and the producer to play the music. Okay. So if you're on Facebook, Twitter, I don't have problems with either Twitter or LinkedIn, but Facebook, if you guys are listening to Facebook and you can't hear the audio, please go, to the website. That's studiow.buzz, studiow.buzz, from your Apple App Store. You can go to studio.w. I just heard, from a while Bill a few minutes ago, or well, not too long ago, that some of you are having problems, linking into the Android app. Okay. Well, we put in a ticket to make sure that's taken care of, because you should certainly be able to download our app, Android Studio Space W, Apple Studio.w. Or if you're having any problems at all, the website is always reliable. Go there. StudioW.buzz. That's B-U-Z-Z. StudioW.buzz. Okay? So if you're listening to us on any of these other platforms, you're having any problems, go to the website. StudioW.buzz. Available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, and Alexa. Waymaker, you about to say something?
That's exactly what I wanted to say about Alexa. You know, we there too. I want to emphasize that. Just, if you don't want to touch it, just tell Alexa to, Alexa to play it for you. Studio W, the buzz.
Absolutely. You know, and Mike,
I just would like to be able to play some of the stuff I've heard tonight. I think it's unique. I think you have an excellent sound. Obviously, you believe in yourself and we're believing in you. And I play a couple of places out here in Riverside and San Mateo County in California where, the Saddle Sore in Norco. And Norco, if you don't know, that's a big rodeo town. It's a big horse town. There's probably a country bar in every corner, but the Saddle Sore is one of the larger, country western bars there. And I play there on a regular basis. A couple other places that just love their country. I play the Bell in Highland, the old historic section of Highland.
Yes,
I play there at least once a month. And then out in DeVore, there's a little, it used to be kind of a biker bar, but it's kind of turned country.
The Screaming Chicken? And
William knows it. William knows this place, Screaming Chicken. It's called Screaming Sally's now.
No.
It's called Screaming Sally's.
No, they messed up. Yeah. It should be the Screaming Chicken.
Somebody stole the chicken.
Somebody stole the chicken.
Somebody stole the chicken off the roof. Yeah, they did. That big old chicken that was on the roof, somebody stole it.
So oh man! Gone,
so it's screaming.
Oh,
yeah, that's a hell of a place.
And sometimes I'm going to tell you guys about the time when I went out to my car to get something at the Screaming Chicken. Okay, that's in DeVore, right, Mike? And when I was exiting my car, I'm the only black dude in the place. I'm surrounded by all these bikers. And guess what?
What?
It was all right.
They were fine.
They were just fine.
I started out singing country. You got to think, I sing country music, real country music. Like Hello, Darling and all that. So, you know, you're playing there with music, man. People are people. I got a heck of a story I can tell you because I'm from Missouri originally. So I sang.
It's a great uniter.
Yeah, man. You know, look.
It is.
I started. Yeah, I've sang it everywhere. My story is a PBS special on me that tells you I started, be quite frank with you, in Missouri prison. That's nothing to hide, no way. That's where I started. And then the mayor, I got a key to the city of St. Louis, too, for turning myself around when I was a younger kid. I used to get in a lot of trouble. So when I went to prison, it was for marijuana on probation for child support. So this is, quite frank, like a 60-minute, but this is on PBS special anyway, so. It ain't,
hey,
you know, it ain't no
PBS special. Look, hey, thank you for.
I do have one called A Wild Bill Young. PBS special is nationwide. It's worldwide, actually. They've seen it all around the world. When I come here, there's people that know me, a couple of studios. I did Tyrese Gibson, the actor. I did his birthday party, his sister's birthday party, because they saw the special. I recorded at the studio where Rihanna records. Her mother is like a big sister to me. So here in Vegas. So I recorded at that studio. This guy saw the special. He said, "Where's I know you from?" And I said, he says, "You're the Midwest Desperado." I said, "Yeah, that's me." And I got a special that shows me from the time I was 9 years old all the way up. It's like a 60-minute interview, man. So it's a special that shows different ages, shows my age, my life story, the country music radio stations, my Nashville experience, shows everything.
You know, you're speaking life, brother, for a lot of people. You're speaking life. But you also... speaking hope, okay? You're speaking hope to a lot of people. And that's why I'm so happy that you're here with us tonight. Hey, Mike, is your screen a little frozen? Are you frozen, Mike? Okay. Oh. Okay, no problem. But Wild Bill, your story is inspirational to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I hope it is because, you know, God, my grandmother lost somehow. My grandmother, though, if you can still hear me.
I can.
Okay, my grandmother is how, you know, I became real spiritual and how I believed in myself because when I was a youngster, I was pretty bad. So my grandmother said, "You're a good boy." And, you know, you got a good heart. So I was never quite cold hearted as probably a lot of people I ran with.
Right.
So as when I was a kid, the trouble that I got into, see, my mother's a doctor of education. Now this special does tell you I was arrested for armed robbery 14 years old in St. Louis, Missouri. So it's kind of like a Jesse James special that it is. But the thing is, I came from a two parent home with a hardworking daddy, as I told you about. My mother's the sweetest name, but I lived on a private street, and St. Louis is one of the most brutal cities it is. So when I would leave off of my street, you got to understand, I had kids that we was white, black, Chinese, all of us mixed together on one block. But when you come off that block, it's all hood, man. And so when I got in trouble as a kid, and what you'll see, I was considered at an early age, we don't gangbang in St. Louis still to this day. You're always one man against 1,000 or one man against one. It's actually a gunfighting town. I just put it to you quite frankly. So when you come out in the streets of St. Louis, it ain't about is you a Crip or a Blood. It's about are you going to get ran over or roll on somebody else. And that's how when I was 15, I was terrified, and I still am today. It just translates in my music. I'm terrified of people. So I'll just tell you the truth, because people are cruel, man. And that's all people, right? That's all people. It's not nothing to do with color, because when you talk about how was I received in Nashville. I got brethren in Nashville right now. Some of them are bikers. Some of them are Aryan Brotherhood in prison, but they are my brothers. So you have to understand, it's all about individuality in St. Louis. So you got people that had 5 and 6 brothers, 15 cousins. So that's special. You want people to see it because and know about it because it tells you that I was just a kid trying to pretend that I was, say, like a street kid. But I wasn't because I had cookies and milk every day after school. I had dinner, lunch, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I could throw a fit in the store and get what I wanted from my mom. But if I got what I wanted once I came off my street, if you weren't a certain persona, then people would take what you got from your mom. You see? So I became terrified of people. So I carried a gun at 14, 13 because the leather jackets and fancy stuff my mother bought me, I didn't want to go back home and say, Mom, they took it from me. You see? So that's where I became a bad kid. I was a bad kid because, you know, because I had to do it or anything. I just was playing tough. And I think people do that today. You know, I consider that peer pressure because that's what it was. That's I was afraid of everybody. So I acted like a psychopath. Put it like that. I was afraid of everybody. So I acted like a psychopath because I didn't have but one sister. Everybody got big brothers, cousins. Everybody's kin to somebody. It's like the Hatfields and McCoys and I'm by myself. You see, so I was right in the middle of that. And that's why my reputation was what it was when I was a youngster. I'm known from my town as a youngster to be a legend like that, but not like today. You know, today I do music. But you had to be a pretty bad kid to be able to go to prison and sing country music because I went there and wrote, and the Aryan Brotherhood and everybody else would sing back up. Now, that's on the special that you're watching, right? It tells you that.
We've got to watch that. We've got to watch that.
I'm one of those guys from the street. I never put it that way. I'm from the street, but I didn't have to be.
You know what? I'm telling you, I am sorry for what you had to go through, but I heard something entirely different. You had good parents. Oh, am I right?
Perfect. Yeah.
Great parents. Yeah. They provided for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Sometimes that created a problem, though. See, I had parents that was too good.
Let me just share, and I'm gonna let you talk, because I've been accused of talking more than our guests. Okay.
No.
No.
Who said that?
The church mouse said that.
No, it was my brother Clayton Brown. He said, "Man, you have great guests on, but you talk more than they do." So I'm trying to. I'm getting help. I'm getting help. Okay. I'm getting help.
Not enough.
Okay. But I want, Wild Bill, this is so important, Mike, because we talk about it. Waymaker on so many other areas, we talk about these types of things.
Yes.
Wild Bill, he, and this is where I interpret this, Wild Bill. You were not a bad kid at all, but in order to fit in, you had to go with the flow to a certain extent, which got you into trouble.
Exactly, Mike. Once you do this, you don't turn back because when you're young and you get a feeling. You're not afraid anymore to go out in the big park with all the guys. You can go to the basketball court, the basketball goals, the park. You can go out in the hood, what they call the hood. That's as soon as I turn off my block. Now, we got gates I got to come off of to go out there. So when I was little, it's like guys walking back and forth watching me ride up and down the street and saying, wait till that calf gets tender because he's going to come off this street and I'm going to take his bicycle. So they chased me. It wasn't like I turned bad. At first, I had to run first with my stuff. And I'd run home, and then I looked at my mother and father, and I said, they don't know what it's like off this street. They don't know what's around the corner. So I said, well, now not only do I have to be bad, I got to protect them, because they don't know. There's people around the corner. My friends' mother and fathers was gangsters. You understand? My mother's a teacher. My dad is a forklift driver, the truck driver. So I know I'm at a two-parent house. The other guys next door on our block even was big-time dope dealers in St. Louis. They was young as my dad is back when he was in his 30s. He's a hardworking man, but he's got a number one pimp next door. He's got a barbershop drug dealer man who owns stuff. And I thought they were the cool guys, right?
That's amazing.
My daddy was just a worker. These guys got Lincoln Continentals with the Sparrow on the back. They got all that. My daddy had tried to keep up with that because he thought I thought it was cool. So he wanted to impress me, but he wasn't that type of man. See, And so when I found that out too, how he was a big, fierce looking man, but he was gentle as a baby. So I just felt like I better protect. I got to be crazy, put it like that. That's what I had to be. Now I'm on a couple of rap records right now. When you listen to Nelly's Country Grammar, he says, who puts pretty boys can't be wild ends running the club, shoot up the club. That's me he's talking about. Off Kingsley, Wild Bill. But Wild Bill watched a lot of westerns. You gotta understand. I watched a lot of westerns. I grew up watching John Wayne, and I watched Shane, come back. You know, I watched all these kind of
Roy Rogers.
Yeah, I watched a lot of these fancy gunfighters. They were dressed in pretty clothes. They was up against mean, big, nasty, ugly guys. Well, that's all I was as a kid.
Right.
You see what I mean? I watched Billy the Kid, and it was over from that. Because I was like, okay, now I get respect from the big guys. I get respect like the little brothers that I used to have to let bully me because they got big brothers. Man, by the time I was 14, they're big brothers. I was bullying their big brothers. But I wasn't doing nothing to them. I was just maybe shooting in the ground, telling them to dance like I seen in westerns, because they had bullied me when I was little. You understand? That's the truth. I had street reputation for good. I ain't never done half of it at all. Not even 99%.
Okay.
Maybe I backed down some guys. I have backed down some mean guys. But that's it, though. I mean, but to me, man, my favorite movie is Braveheart. And he said in the movie, before he killed 4,000 people, and I never killed them, but he said, I want to live in peace.
Yes.
But if I have to fight, I will. And then every man must die, but not every man truly lives. That's what I want, to live in peace. You see, I went to walk with my girlfriend. We go to the school dance. No big, mean guys coming up with four more with them, pinching my girlfriend on the buttocks, and I can't do nothing about it. You see what I mean? So I took care of that before we went to the party. That's all I'm saying.
Mate,
but you know, the amazing thing that I got out of that is sometimes, you know, it's like in the Bible, sacrificial lamb, okay? Somebody have to sacrifice in order to have this story that you got, okay? So you can be an example, because what you done went through is the reason why you're the person that you are today.
When I tell you, I learned the story. Now, look, when I went to Missouri prison in 2005, I was singing country music by 2008. Everybody in the level 5 prison, this is in the special that you can watch, was waving white sheets in the windows. These are thousands of guys when I'm leaving prison saying, go get them, Wild Bill. These are white guys. These are black guys. These are Aryan Brotherhood. These are Nation of Islam. These are gangbangers, crippler. Everybody in St. Louis is waving to me when I left the prison, because I sang every single night at the behest of the warden.
Is there something?
Put me on the PA system. So it's like the real Johnny Cash. I did that in Missouri prison, and it's written down now in Missouri history. So the thing is, when I'm there, all the meanest guys, they got life without, they got death sentences. I'm singing to them when they leave to go to death row. I'd sing a song.
Oh, no.
I'd call this ball, sing you out. I'd sing them out. That means sing them out the door.
That's as real as it gets.
Yeah, I did it 9 months straight, and those guys told me, go get them. You ever seen a man crying when he leaves prison? I was crying when I left prison, because I was saying, here I am just for smoking marijuana and won't stop on probation for child support, but I'm paying my child support. But you're still on probation. So I go there. They remember me being this 14-year-old kid who was arrested for armed robbery. So my record lasts me from a 14-year-old all the way probably to this day. But the thing is, I'm a nice guy, and I know it because I was raised like that. I was raised with a good heart. I was raised not to do things. Now, my mother, when I told her and I can't tell her to this day what I had to do or what I had to be, she knows there's some reason ain't nobody never messed with that house. Ain't nobody never messed with her. She knows that, but she don't know to this day that's why I was like I was. She just thought I was a bad kid. But she, you know, my mother loved me. She believes in me. She backed me up with everything I do. But the thing is, man, again, I just want to explain that, because now I learned you don't have to be acting tough.
Absolutely.
I was in prison. I could be myself. Everybody liked me because they knew I was not afraid of that kind of people that are in prison. Right. I don't care what. It's just I know everybody's not bad as they act. Now, that's what I know about some really mean guys and tough guys, too. So I'd have them laughing and smiling. They got life without, because I know they ain't that mean. They just had to do it. A lot of people probably just like me, acting out tough because they want to be accepted. And you don't have to do that. So that's what I tell kids right now, to be yourself. Don't be ashamed if you got a two-parent household. Don't be ashamed if you're not from the streets, because it's not a choice. be from the streets for somebody that really is. They're in the streets because they have to be.
But if you're respectful, if you're respectful to everyone,
yes.
If you're respectful to everyone, then generally, I'm not saying always, but generally, you'll get respect in return. So
that's right.
Respect is a big deal, and right. I found that even when I had to deal with people that the bad people in society and stuff, you know, I still. And Williams heard a quick story, if you guys don't mind, but Williams heard it a couple of times. But when I was doing law enforcement and all, and I had to arrest somebody and they were doing something stupid or whatever, I always talked to them because I thought maybe they would listen, or maybe I would get through to them and have them understand there's a better way. I hoped to inspire people to be better, to be what they could be. And when I would talk to these people, they're in handcuffs and back of the car and stuff. And I said, I would tell them, I try to inspire them by saying, you know what? Tonight you effed up. And yeah, today you're a loser.
Yeah.
What are you going to be tomorrow?
Amen.
What are you gonna be next week?
That's right.
What are you going to be next year? Right. What's your goal here? Do you truly, I can't believe you truly wish to be a loser the rest of your life. I can't believe that that's your goal. And they would listen to me. And I've told this story a couple of times to Wayne, so forgive me, Wayne, but there's been times now, I've been out of the business for almost 3 years now, but I spent 30 years. So, you know, I handled a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I can be, there's a grocery store out here. I don't know where you're at there. What
Las Vegas. I'm in Las Vegas.
You're in Vegas? Okay. So you're not far from California.
No.
But there's a supermarket out here called Stater Brothers, which I like to shop at. Great, great supermarket. And there's been times when I turn on aisle 12 and I'm heading down the aisle and some man down the other aisle looks at me, locks eyes with me, and I go, here we go. I don't know what to expect. And more than once, I've had a person come to me and go, you don't remember me, do you? I go, wow. I honestly don't. They say, you arrested me back in 2001 because I did something stupid. And you know what? You treated me like a human being and you talked to me. And you made an impact on me that I was screwed up, but there was hope and I could change and I could choose not to be a loser. I could choose not to be evil and I could choose a different path. And they would say something. Now, all the stories were a little bit different, but they'd say something like, you know, I'm married now. I've been married for 10 years. I have two little boys and they're in elementary school and they're doing really well. Yes. And I just wanted to shake your hand and say thank you.
Yeah, you make a difference.
And a lot of times they wouldn't just shake my hand. I'd get a hug from them, too. So I've had that happen more than once. And that is what really touched me and made me understand that I was doing the right thing. Yes. And I was doing my purpose, which was try to help people.
Yes.
So I really empathize with what you've had to go through. And I applaud you for coming out the other end, not being a loser.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I thank God to have a chance, and I thank God for the opportunity. But I did have, as I was talking about, I ran ins with the law. I had some of my best advice and some guys that knew me that were officers, and I see them now today, and I'm able to say, hey, man, thanks, you know, because a lot of them, they knew that I was from the street I was from. So when they would see me out, a lot of them knew, well, he's got a Brady Bunch situation at home. But they say, but he's running with this end. Let him do what he's doing. Let him be. Because they knew I was doing it because I've got to go to school with these guys. So I'm not against anybody, but I'm probably the loudest one in a bad neighborhood. And I came from a good neighborhood. But you know, again, it was fear, man. And some of the officers always told me you're better than what you're acting. And we know it. So we ain't going to give up on you. They knew that. And they knew I had a good mom and dad. So these guys were, you know, they were icons to me. And these were some of the officers that used to chase me.
And, you know, and it goes to say, because I grew up in a predominantly single family household. And I'm going to say that because I did have a dad that was with us up until I was 12 years old. But then on, I had my mom, and I feel like this, and a lot of people don't feel about that, like they do about their parents. The greatest mom that ever lived. children. Seven boys and one girl. And one girl. Seven boys and one girl. Can you imagine a lot of people having problems or complaining about having two children or three children?
Yeah.
Then can you imagine going back into the 60s, 70s, and beyond, okay, a single mom rearing seven boys, one girl? Well, yeah. I've told stories, well, my mom didn't spare the rod either. Good Lord. And sometimes
neither did grandma.
No, Mike, we don't want to talk about grandma because that's the worst beating I ever got in my life. Good Lord. I remember grandma. She told me go and get a switch one time. So I bought a little switch back.
He brought back a blade of grass is what he brought back.
Well, she went up on a tree. Well, she went on a tree and broke off a branch and whooped my ass. Good Lord. Oh, I still feel the stings. But the point is, Wild Bill,
yeah,
your story needs to be told. And I'm telling you, when you describing this, Waymaker?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We
need to make this into a movie.
Absolutely. I can identify. You know, I was raised in, well, born and raised in Chicago, Illinois, on the west side.
Lord.
That was called, you know what I mean? That was a little Vietnam back then. So I can understand and understand what Wild Bill went through and the environment that he was in. And, you know, it's just live. You got to make your way out of that. But see, the thing of it is, at the end of the day, like I said earlier, your journey is the reason why you the person that you are today.
Come on.
That's why certain things we see as we get older, we automatically know what that's going to lead to. But if you didn't go through nothing, then you ain't got nothing to say when people start telling their story. You know what I'm saying?
You lack perspective in it. Everything he did in his life gave him perspective.
Gave him perspective. That's who made who he is today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate that. I raised, you know, my mother, five kids in a single parent house. She did the best she could. So I can appreciate, but that's who made me. That's what made me is tonight. The determination, the drive, the motivation, the self-discipline, the patience, and the commitment. So you get all that out of your journey. But if you just take the elevator, I heard somebody say the other day, if you took an elevator to get to the top, then you don't know what the stairs look like.
Perspective.
Hey, look here. Hey, with that, I've got to drop. WBY, Beautiful Addiction.
Sturdy, I'm loving this, William. Thank you for inviting me.
Beautiful addiction, her name. Sick in the brain.
Come on.
Willing to change. Beautiful addiction.
Wow.
No shame. Drug in my veins.
Wow.
Living the pain. Beautiful addiction, her
wow,
name.
Bill. Yo.
I want her to hurt me, Dad.
Come on.
I want her to hurt me again. Yeah. Beautiful addiction, yeah. Beautiful addiction, insane. Beautiful addiction, yeah. Beautiful addiction is pain. No mercy, no compassion. Beautiful addiction, yeah. Beautiful addiction, yeah. 24/7 on call. Beautiful addiction, yeah. Beautiful addiction, no shame. Emotional restriction, yeah. 24/7 is pain. Beautiful addiction.
I can't walk, can't talk, can't think. I'm stuck when you come around.
I heard it all. Leave her alone.
Get you some help, can't do it yourself. Get some control, grab you a hold. But I can't leave her alone. Beautiful addiction, yeah. Beautiful addiction. Beautiful addiction, yeah. Beautiful addiction of shame. I want her to hurt me, yeah. I want her to hurt me again, yeah. Beautiful addiction, yeah, yeah. Whenever she's wrong, I tell her she's right. I'm foolishly conditioned to lies. It hurts me so bad, it makes me so mad. But I can get away from this lie. She knows that she can use me, yeah. She knows that she can use me till I fall. Until I ain't got nothing left. Until I ain't got nothing left at all. I heard it all, leave her alone. Get you some help, can't do it yourself. Get some control, grab you a hold. But I can't leave her alone. Beautiful addiction. Yes, I know that I never should have believed in you, you, you. Beautiful addiction. Can't talk, can't think, I'm stuck when you come around. Beautiful addiction. Yes, I know. Beautiful addiction, yeah. Beautiful addiction. Can't walk, can't talk, can't think. I'm stuck when you come around. I heard it all, leave her alone. Get you some help, can't do it yourself. Get some control, grab you a hold. But I can't leave her alone. Beautiful addiction, yeah. Beautiful, yeah.
Bad boys, bad boys.
Hard times in the ghetto, man. Young kids pack guns on the rough store forced to run. Hard times in the ghetto, man. Better lock your doors just as soon as the day is done. Hard times in the ghetto, man. Where the people ain't working and the babies are barely fed. So hard in the ghetto, man. When you're talking to your friend in the very next day. In the ghetto, man, where the church burned down and we need a new place to pray. Hard times in the ghetto, man, where the people are broke and they barely got a place to stay. Hard times in the ghetto, and I told my mama stop crying, cause you know we're gonna make it out. Hard times in the ghetto, man, cause if you see my block, then you know what I'm talking about. Hard times in the ghetto, and I know you.
die in the, don't die in the ghetto, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Let's be clear.
Get it, please. Straighten it out. Yeah.
So,
you know what? And with that, William, I'll tell you what time it is. You know what time it is, William?
Yeah. Oh.
Oh my goodness. There you go.
It's time for the steps and the breakdown. That's what time it is. I had to warm you guys up to the steps, and you can't just break out the steps and run away.
Hey, WB.
Yes,
WB.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Might remind me of Nigel Perkins.
Oh, that's right.
Changing outfits every now and
then. It changes outfits, and we love it. We love it. We love it.
We love it.
Hey, man, and I'm also loving this show. And I've got to, Melodic Sharon, hey, thank you so much. Fresno Concerts, Kim Rogers, 7-Up, Beverly Haynes. Yes. Hey, guys, thank you so much, because without you guys, it wouldn't be in us. And we really appreciate the listening audience. Leave a comment. Also, I want to invite you to go to the website. If you missed this show and you said, oh, my God, what did I miss? Or if you heard parts of it, go to the website, studiow.buzz. Studiow.buzz. That's studiow.buzz. Because I just found out something, and I put in a ticket, too. I put in a ticket because I was talking to Wild Bill, rather. Okay, I keep getting this mixed up with Wild Bill because Mike and I have a show called
Coast, Wild Will.
Wild Will. And I'm Wild Will, Coast to Coast on Thursdays. And Wild Bill, you're invited. Okay, we'll set this up. We need to have you back because your story mirrors the story of young men and youth that
and women.
Yeah.
That's happening right now, folks, in this country. Because Fresno Concerts posted something, and she said, pure pressure.
Yeah.
And when you're in the streets, folks, it's a matter of survival.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, oh, it's a single parent thing. Or it's this thing. Or that thing. But folks,
it's a contributing factor, but it's not everything.
No, because when you get on those streets, the streets are real.
And you know what else I'd like to say? That it's real for teenagers, too. Even whether white or black, whether they're in the city or whether they're in the country or whether they're out in a fine neighborhood, it's still peer pressure because young people everywhere from all walks of life, all the colors, creeds, have to fit in. So you got the schools that have school shootings because those kids didn't fit in. That's where they feel they're really terrified. So they go to school and terrified that they'll never fit in. And people don't understand that. If you're terrified that you'll never fit in, you're going to do two things, something to yourself,
man,
or something to try to impress everybody else so that you can fit in, but it's still going to be damaging either way it goes. So it's best that everybody just knows you do fit in wherever you are. Be yourself, and that's what you want to fit in.
Absolutely. Oh, I've got a text in from Kim Rogers, one of my favorite people on this planet, and she says, you are awesome. And that means all of us, okay? The show is absolutely great. Tell Mad Mike hello.
Thank you.
Oh.
We appreciate you always being here.
Man, look, really that's cool. What this is all about. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Our goal is to do what?
We are committed.
Come on.
To make sure that talent meets the world. That
right.
Everybody get a chance to penetrate Studio W the Buzz. Period. I call penetrate, right? That means we want to penetrate all your friends, family members, and everyone to tune in to see what the buzz has got going on, because I'm telling you, it just keeps getting gooder, gooder, and gooder. And we are committed. And when I say committed, what I mean about being committed means we made a commitment on this mission.
We sure did.
That up and coming artists that the world hadn't heard before, that we get a chance to bring them to the world.
Absolutely.
Tonight, Wild Bill Young, we are introducing you to the ones that know you, reintroduce to you, or we first time introducing you to the world on the audience that you did not know and the fans you did not have. But hopefully tonight, we do pray that you pick up many, many more and your journey continue to go on. And
It will. I agree. And Mike, even though, now check this out. This network is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay. We have music, sports, comedy, entertainment, and a whole ton of music. And on Thursday nights, I invite you guys to tune in to Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. And I remember the beginnings of this broadcast, which happens slightly before the Cultural Excellence Show, with D.A. Waymaker, and yours truly. Mad Mike and I, we decided what we wanted to present to the world. And we wanted to present various artists, various genres of music, but also, where you fit in, Wild Bill, we wanted to showcase different genres. R&B, soul music, soul country, southern soul, R&B, jazz, blues, gospel,
classical, big band,
man,
Motown, even some rap. We like to play it all. As long as it's clean, we'll play it, and we just have a blast doing it. We didn't want to be like everyone else. We didn't want to be like any other station that pigeonholes himself into one specific sound and music. You're country western, or you're rap, or you're just this. No. This world in the United States is made up of many different people, types. They all have different interests. And I think, Wild Bill, I think you mentioned something earlier in the show about how music unifies people.
Yeah.
And I believe that to be true. And if we would just shut our mouths and open our ears, the old saying that God gave you one mouth and two ears, because he wanted you to listen twice as much as you talk, right. William. Did I say William in there?
Yes, you did. I'll get you later. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you, Mike.
But it is a unifier, because I think we can all get past those boundaries like you had to do as a youth, where you had to get past the boundaries in your neighborhood to get along.
Yeah.
And you had to do that for your survival reasons and to look after your family. But I think music, again, if you jump those boundaries and you start to listen to others, their passion, and start to understand their passion along with your own, then you widen those horizons and you're doing yourself a service. If you don't look at other stuff and taste other meals and taste other food, you're doing yourself a huge disservice in my mind. And again, William, I have talked about this for decades, literally, and I'm so happy to be part of Coast to Coast and part of Studio W Buzz. And I appreciate very much the honor of being here with all of you gentlemen tonight.
Thank you.
Guinness woke up.
Hey, Guinness. Oh my God. If you guys don't know who Guinness is, and Guinness is a lab, right?
If I can get his face. Guinness is a chocolate lab that just, whenever William's voice comes on and he hears it, he's like, ooh. He's a couch potato most of the time, but he hears William's voice and he's like, he's jealous. He's got to come over here and get in.
Yeah, because Guinness loves me. I love Guinness. I love you, Guinness. Guinness. Okay. Hey,
Okay, but back to sleep.
Back to what we were saying. What I found so fascinating about you, Wild Bill, is that you have a story that needs to be told, brother, because it relates, or it's relatable to so many young men.
It's inspiring.
It is inspiring. That
it is inspiring.
That's
because
going
you show
down.
That there's a way out.
Absolutely. Yeah. And folks, if peer pressure is real, peer pressure it's a horrible thing to, in my opinion, because it. Well, Bill didn't grow up. Now, see the stereotype. They said, "Well, yeah." It was a single family. There was poverty. It was this. That was their drug. Well, it wasn't any of those things. He had, based on what he shared with us, great, great parents. But folks, when you leave the house, you go out into the streets, or you go to school, you face a whole different pressure that many, many don't realize. Because folks, I'm telling you what, you got bullies out here.
Yeah.
Okay? And they'll take your lunch money.
And kids in particular can be extremely cruel.
Oh, yeah.
Because they all want to stand on somebody's neck to make themselves feel better. And children in particular, if you watch kids, adults are bad enough, but kids can be extremely cruel to other kids.
But then let me ask you a question, and I'm going to toss this around the board right here. If they are cruel, where did it come from? Where did it come from? It has to start somewhere, because you have to understand. When children are the ages between 3 and 5, those are the most impressionable years of their life. And let's say if their parents were bullies or mean or whatever it was, you got a situation you got to deal with. But it doesn't sound like it, and that's a whole nother dynamic. And that's where the bullies come from, in my opinion, Mike.
So let me ask Bob Bill, where do you think it comes from? Do you think it are you a product of your environment? Are you a product of genetics? Are you a product of your surroundings, your parents? Where does it come from?
Came through too. It's all like when you're young, like he's talking about, everything is to get attention. So sometimes it's attention because you want to make people think you're tough and you're not. Sometimes it's attention because ain't nobody paying you no attention and you want to make yourself more popular. You want to be known for something. And if you ain't got the athletic talent, you may not have the looks, you may not have the clothes, you may not have the home raising,
yes,
the upbringing. Then you got to do something to cause a disturbance to that and draw the focus over to your side where you're strongest at. You know, that's what I saw with a lot of people. I didn't have to do it, but I knew that a lot of times guys wanted some attention because you got the girls looking when you're in school. You got the crowd, you know, the pressure from the crowd. So, you know, if somebody else is a big bully, he's got on, just for instance, some tattered tennis shoes. Well, if he slaps you around, that takes the attention off his tennis shoe. You see what I mean?
Yes, I do. Interesting.
That's incredible. Hey, guys, look, we've got... Well, it doesn't matter. Let's get back to some more music. Can we do that? I'm going to drop this. Let's get it. You hanging out with Wild Bill Young.
Ooh.
Featured artist. D.A. The Waymaker.
Yeah.
And Mad Mike.
This one goes out.
Come on, man.
Yeah. To all those who face the struggle.
One more
in these troubled times.
One more
I know what
time.
You're going through.
I love your voice, brother.
But it's gonna be all right.
One
love
more
it.
Time.
We'll help arrive.
Love it.
Yeah.
6 days and 7 nights, they worked with all their might. Where the hills came crumbling down, not a house was left inside. You
You can hear the silent scream from voices in the night. Woo! Someone yell, we've come too far, we can't give up the fight. See, my grandmama told me to think outside myself. Yeah, yeah, she said if it's not too much trouble to help somebody else, we should all come together when trouble comes around. I know we can make it if help is to be found. See the face of a mother whose child cannot be found. Hear the sound of her weeping and watch the tears roll down. Hear her scream and jump for joy when more help has arrived. See her wipe her tears away when her child is found alive.
Found alive.
Said, I know we can make it.
Found alive.
If help is to be found. Said, I believe we can make it. If help is to be found. When someone's in trouble, you've got to lend a hand. And if you've ever had trouble, then you should understand what it means to be in trouble and need a helping hand. See, if you've ever had trouble, I know you'll understand what it is to be a woman, what it means to be a man. And if your heart is still beating, you know that's God's plan. Hear the sound of crying that echoes through the land.
Across the land.
Hear the sound of the laughter that receives a helping hand.
A helping hand.
Hear them scream and jump for joy when more help has arrived. See the children jump for joy as it feels to be alive. Hear the children jump for joy when more help has arrived. I see the children's face light up and the light that's in their eyes. See the children's face light up and fire in their eyes. Yeah, yeah, huh?
Fire.
Yeah, 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 huh?
Wow.
You have a wonderful reverberation.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. Another wedding good smash. Right behind you. Wow.
Yeah, see everybody wanna celebrate this, it ain't an easy ass thing to do. See, we've been making hot tracks like this, now let me show you how we're bringing it through. And if you thought you could get down like this, you know you'd probably be making it too. But everybody can't get down like this, it ain't an easy thing to do. She's trying to make it from a town like this. Everybody wanna be the boo.
I hear a fusion. Country and hip hop. Am I wrong? Come on.
You ain't like that.
Told y'all. I already tried to tell you. So, it's official. Told you. The baddest on the planet.
We're telling this the world.
We circle this thing. Mad Mike.